2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
And on behalf of Nobby's Kitchens, good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I want you to be quiet for a moment. I'm going to read
That'll
something.
Be hard.
Good Living, the food supplement of today's, every Tuesday's Herald, mm-hmm. Has a story called The New York State of Mind, which is a song by Billy Joel I'll play for you.
Mm.
It says, a growing number of Aussies are changing the flavour of the Big Apple. One, Lyndon Pride, is at the helm as general manager of a cool new restaurant, Saxon and Parole. Pride worked with Neil Perry to open five restaurants in the Rockpool Group and says those skills were instrumental in his New York pursuits. He's also helped design the cocktail menu by introducing freshly squeezed juices into beverages, a concept foreign to most New York bars. Now, that name Lyndon Pride rings a bell with me.
One very proud mother sitting here.
And a proud grandfather.
Saxon and Parole is an unusual name for a restaurant, I must admit, but it's actually named after two thoroughbred racing horses famous in the United States. And the theme is around, meat. And I know that downstairs they've actually got a knife wall, you know, a wall full of really sharp carving knives.
What's that? Oh.
That's at the restaurant, yeah.
What's that got to do with racehorses?
Look, I'm not quite sure. It's a little bit wacky, I must admit. But the theme is that they really do very good beef dishes there, meat dishes.
A boy who can take New York by storm is doing pretty well.
I'll say.
Good
indeed.
On him.
So one very proud mum.
Good on you. Now, listen, I wanted to ask you, at the weekend I saw something like some pop-up cakes.
Yes, I saw that too.
Things on a stick.
Cake pops.
Yeah,
lollipop cakes. Oh, my God, here's another wacky idea. These are balls of cake which are made from crumbling a cake, you know, that you've got at home, or a cake mix, and then you combine it with icing or frosting and mould it into a ball about, I don't know, 30 grams or so, like a big chocolate truffle. And then you stick a lollipop stick into it. And these just gone completely viral on the internet. Last year, a woman, a graphic artist in Georgia in the United States called Angie Dudley, put out a book called Cake Pops. And it just, you know, it went to the top of the New York Times bestseller list. Look, all these crazy fads. Mind you, I did think that this was not a bad idea for using up leftover Christmas cake and plum pudding, because, you know, there's always plenty of that after Christmas. So you could crumble a cake mix and combine it with the frosting. One of the problems apparently is, though, the rolling of it, and people get quite exasperated because they've got to roll all these balls. And there's a special machine, of course, now out, which will do it for you, and you can buy it. It only costs you $280.
Oh, golly.
This is for rolling these, you know, cake pops. I don't know, it's all a bit mad, isn't it? In a way, I think Heston Blumenthal's responsible for some of this madness.
Okay. I'm wondering how you get it just to sort of stay on the stick and doesn't fall in pieces all over you.
Well, I mean, you've got to obviously bind it with enough frosting
yeah.
to hold it together, and then you insert the stick, yes.
Okay.
Or actually, maybe we could blame Adriano Zumbo, because he's full of wacky ideas.
Yeah, he's the macaroon man, isn't he?
Mr. Macaron, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, well now...
Well, this week I've actually been running around trying to get ready for Christmas. I put the Christmas wreath on the door, and I've
yes.
got the Christmas angels out. I have not done the tree, but I've also been making edible Christmas gifts, because I think that's a lovely thing to do for Christmas. Rather than go shopping and spend lots and lots of money and track through all those, you know, shopping malls, I think it's a much nicer thing to give people homemade gingerbread or shortbread.
Don't mention marshmallow.
Marshmallows.
They're too tempting and...
Yes, they're good, aren't they?
They're irresistible.
Well, actually, if you go to my website, there's a link to a story I've just done on Christmas edible gifts and the recipe for those marshmallows, which I've actually added diced apricot to dried apricot, macadamia nuts and glacé ginger, which makes them really special, and roll them in toasted coconut.
Wow.
So that makes them very Christmassy. And I've given you a recipe today for something, a very lovely warming dish, which I think some people might like to do for Christmas instead of the traditional turkey, because it seems to me we're going to have a cold, wet Christmas. Mm. So this is for a standing rib roast. You know that really majestic-looking
oh, yes.
roast beef that stands up on the platter and looks really triumphant, yes. So there's a recipe on my webpage for that. It's not difficult at all. There's only, three... three ingredients, actually. There's the beef, the garlic cloves, and salt and pepper. And I've suggested that you serve it with a red wine sauce. So
okay.
And that's a lovely one, an alternative to do for Christmas, or even if you're just celebrating in the next couple of weeks at home, you know.
On your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.